The Okavango Delta in Botswana is one of the most spectacular places in the world and is the perfect place to film wild dogs. These stunning animals have been persecuted all over Africa and now live an endangered existence in a few parks. If they were not the successful hunters they are, they would probably be extinct by now. The dogs also have to compete for food with lions, hyenas, and other large carnivores. Often these larger, more powerful animals steal their kills from them, or simply attack them. Then again, with the combined strength of numbers, the wild dogs can turn the tables and chase away hyenas and even lions from their kills. It's a harsh life full of conflict, but together the wild dogs are holding on, and without the persecution of humans, they are actively thriving. To stay ahead of the lions and other carnivores, the dogs are always on the move, making them very difficult to track. The best time of the year to get a good look at the wild dogs is midwinter, as it is this time of the year that the alpha dominant female usually has her pups. The pups cannot move with the pack for many weeks, and so are left in a den during the day with one or two babysitters, and the dogs use the den as a semi-permanent base. The fierce loyalty is nowhere more evident than in their relationship with the pups. When the young left the den, they looked so vulnerable, yipping and stumbling around in the open, but they had plenty of guardian angels. There were at least four dogs on sentry duty looking out for potential trouble. All the dogs will look after the pups as if they were their own. When returning to the den, they will regurgitate food for the pups to eat, until they are old enough to follow the hunt and share in a fresh kill. Abruptly, the dog's behavior changed completely. One or two dogs started yipping and squealing and running back and forth. Pretty soon, all the rest had joined in. This is an example of the motivation behavior in which the dogs keenest to hunt get the others going. Then there was another remarkable change in behavior when, virtually as one, the dogs fell silent and moved off from the den. Some of the pups tried to follow, and one of the dogs had to keep bringing them back. They were only walking to start with, so we had no real problem following them. When they picked up the pace to a brisk trot, it all became a bit hectic. They can keep up a steady pace for 18 miles or more, so if we lost them, it would be near impossible to find them again. On one of the hunts, we did get to see the dogs in top gear. Standing on the edge of a plain, one of the lead dogs stopped and pricked up its ears. Instantly, the others did the same. The dogs appear to communicate extremely well without apparently making a sound. They could clearly smell or hear something. There was a big change of gear now. All the dogs were running towards another clump of trees. They ran effortlessly, and we struggled to keep up with them in our off-road vehicles. Again, they were eerily silent, even at this pace. Soon the dogs had spread out into a line, but one dog had spotted a lone impala racing away far on the right. Without a second's hesitation, it went from quick to flat out. It pinned its ears back, dropped its head low, and shot forward like a bullet. We were flying along behind it, but it was losing us. A single dog is capable of bringing down an adult impala on its own, and even though the rest of the dogs had gone in a different direction, it would return and fetch them without eating anything itself. Just as I was sure the impala was dog meat, it wrong-footed the dog and slipped away through some trees. If a few more of the dogs had spotted this impala, it would have been a different story. We watched another demonstration of the dog's group power when they saw off a hyena pack. Hyenas are much larger and stronger, but the dogs were quick, aggressive, and outnumbered them. The dogs conduct themselves like a crack squad of commandos, attacking in formation. The hyenas didn't know which way to turn and eventually fled, with the dogs snapping at their heels.